Blog Talk Radio.
A dedication to the independent woman, to the one working hard for hers. This is just my way of letting you know I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx, ladies.
Remix. I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, she should leave mine alone. There ain't nothing that's more sexy than the girl that won't but don't need me. Young, independent, yeah, she work hard. But you can't tell from the way that she walks. She don't slow down cause she ain't got time to be complaining, shorty gon' shine.
We getting everybody on the line at this time. This is Andrea, first time running the board. So be patient, everyone. We getting everybody on the line. Let me see. 1 second. I said we got the last four of 3454. You on the line with us?
Yes.
Okay, who is this?
T-Bird.
Oh, okay, it's T-Bird. Okay, I got you. I see we got Kia on the phone. We're waiting for a couple of others. This is totally 2 minutes into it and late for the phone conference. It's absolutely ridiculous. Let's see. Let's see if I reach out to these other people real quick while we're on the line to get them to join in. Hey, Andrea, you got us? You on the line? I see your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Have you reached out to Rita?
I called her earlier, but she didn't answer her phone.
But she didn't. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Let me see. Devin's supposed to be in as well, right? Can you send him a text or something?
Yeah, hold on.
All right. Let me look, y'all. Trying to see other people joining in yet.
Hey, y'all, this is Delvin. I'm here.
Okay, good. Awesome. How you doing, brother?
All right, how y'all doing?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad at all. We're just trying to sit here, trying to make sure everybody else joins in as well. Let me look and see who all we got on here. All right, let's see. Go in the studio. All right, we're going to get started here just in a second. Just a second. All right. Were you able to get anybody else on the line, Andrea?
Yeah, somebody just called in.
Okay, we got.
I want.
Devin is on the line.
I want to say.
Oh, you said 7836 just got on to you. Who?
Yeah.
Who is that?
I said I want to say Deidre.
Okay.
You ain't got none. There you go.
Okay. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put everybody on mute real quick, and I'm gonna go ahead and get started. If you will, Key, I'm gonna keep your line open so you can read the minutes off from last meeting. Minutes. All right. So here we go. Hold on 1 second. Muting everybody. Alright. Okay, go ahead, Kia, and read us off the minutes, please.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Last meeting. Give me just a second. I'm driving. Let me pull over.
All right. All right, we also lost Andrea, you muted Kia.
I'm back.
I worked this part. You worked the other part. Go ahead, Kia. We got you.
Sorry about that, you guys. All right.
Okay.
Last meeting, we discussed the banquet location. The night, also, we discussed the trophies we received. Wait a minute, let me make sure this last meeting notes. Our last meeting was Classic Weekend, right? Week before Classic? Yeah, this should be it. All right, so we received a $500 donation from the Mason that was due by November the 6th, so we should have that in prayerfully. We discussed fundraisers that the coaches were going to do. Let's see. Just scrolling through. There's a lot of notes, y'all. We discussed how we were going to look into merging Winona, Young Dragons, and Wigan Steel, and what was needed as far as the insurance for that. How we were going to go about getting a bid for playoffs next season, the need of a portable scoreboard so that it could be something we can have as an option. Brandon was going to discuss the insurance that we needed so we need to find out about that, confirm the insurance. We also discussed the revitalization of the park that was forthcoming. And we, let's see what else. We discussed volleyball and rec that was forthcoming, how the teams are going to be set up. We also need to discuss the registration. We discussed the registration, the time slides, the concessions for basketball season, and we got a quote from Play It Again Sports pertaining to the uniforms. The registration forms were going to be discussed as well as getting basketball started. We also discussed getting additional quotes regarding uniforms for basketball from Mr. Charles and Ms. Sandra Little Brown, the T-shirts, the hats and towels and other paraphernalia that we were going to look into selling at the game. As of that particular meeting, the account balance was $840. And we also discussed certification for the coaches forthcoming, Red Cross making those issues mandatory. We also had board elections where there was some shift in position. Abdul, you need me to go over those or good?
We really got to go into detail. We're just giving an overview of the minute.
Okay. That sums it about up. Yeah. That sums it up.
Okay, that sums it up. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and put a motion on the floor, and I'm opening everybody's mic. If there's any discrepancies or anything that anybody wants to amend, anybody wants to change, your mic is now open, and you can do so at this time. And if nobody has anything that they want to insert, then we're going to go ahead and vote those for approval and move forward. Go ahead. Somebody was saying something? Okay. All right, we're going to go ahead and move those forward in the voting process. So we're going to take that as a majority vote.
Yeah.
All right. So let me put everybody back on mute. All right. Now, what's been going on is, just as I said about the fundraiser that I did for the Winona Young Dragons homecoming parade, I was able to receive checks from several different elected officials, and I have five, I believe, I have about five checks in my possession. I have one from Congresswoman Terry Sewell of $250. I also have one from Reginald Jeter, Lonnie Washington, and Chuck Price. And I also have one for Brantley. And she will be here pretty soon, and she's going to write another. I spoke with Marika yesterday, and her, along with others, will be attempting to find us a location for the banquet in the form of sponsorship. So we're hoping to get a facility here pretty soon. I want to lock that down this week so we can go ahead and send the message out to the entire program, the date of the banquet and location. I'm looking forward to be either at Hopewell or either at Greater Shallow. Someone mentioned 6th Avenue. In other words, it's going to be somewhere in the area of Winona, so our parents and our program want to travel very far. So I'm looking forward to getting that date. That's what's been going on behind the scenes. We do have a total of 900 and something that is in the bank. I haven't turned in any checks yet, but we have checks totaling up to that I've collected thus far, 250, 354. 550 so far, 130 is on its way, and another 130 will be next week. So it's going to be about 800, 900 or something like that in checks that I've received so far from different elected officials. There will be more to come. And like I said, there will be some of them that actually make sure that the facility that we have our bank will be sponsored. So I'm definitely excited about our progression. A lot of work has been going on behind the scenes. There's a lot of people out there that believe in our program. So we're moving forward, moving on up, and good things are on the way. I do want to shine some light on our 105-pound coaching staff and team for their efforts and their victory in this past Saturday's game. They will be advancing to the playoffs on next Saturday at Carver Stadium. That game should start around the same time as the normal 105 games. I guess I say maybe around 11. 11 is somewhere like that. I'm excited. This is our third or fourth year that we've been – actually, it's the fourth year that one of our teams have went to the championship. Last year, 120-pound was victorious in their win of the championship. So we're looking forward to the 105-pound being victorious as well. So it's a lot of great things that are going on in our program. And I'm going to open up the lines so we can continue on or get input concerning our football's agenda, football topic, so we can all be on the same page. I do need to place on the table as well that we need to go ahead and start ordering those trophies or getting with someone that's going to order the trophies. Because if the trophy turnaround time is probably going to be a couple of weeks, we're looking forward to having that banquet. I've been telling the people who are going to sponsor our location that we need it around the second, no later than the third week in December. Now, I'm not sure whatever date, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I'm hoping to do it on the Sunday like we have been known to do. But it really depends on the location, and it really depends on the scheduling and their agenda, what they have going on during that time. But it's just like last year. You know, we had a lot of sponsors for our banquet last year, and we have a lot of sponsors this year. Lord knows this year we definitely need it. So I'm going to go ahead and open your mics and so you can interject your opinion. Let me see. Okay. I got everyone open. If anyone have any questions or whatever, all of your lines are open. You're welcome to do so at this time.
Okay, this Delvin, are we going with the ones that T-Bird found?
Last I heard, I don't mind going with that. I think what she said is more memorable than the ones that I have went and found. You know, would you just pay a little 50 cent extra?
Uh-huh.
But considering the having all the players' name on the same trophy and the amenity of that trophy, I like that. I like where that's going because, I mean, it just, you know, it says a lot other than just having that child name on the trophy. So I would love to move forward with Charles if he's prepared.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you, T-Bird, have you heard anything on Charles?
That trophy doesn't come from Charles. He just designed
okay.
it, and it says quality trophy. I give you back the proposal that the man gave me for the trophy.
Okay.
But
okay.
Charles just designed it, and he found them.
Okay.
All right, well, we
should be ready to, prepare to go ahead and start the ordering process, I guess, for those who have rosters, secretary, whoever have their rosters, make sure we're tight on who orders or who gets a trophy. There's a lot of players that have left, and they're not coming back, so hopefully we want to spend so much money. It's imperative that you have a list together. I mean, no later than Wednesday. We need a list right away, and it needs to be a concrete list of who is active and who has paid their monies and who's deserving of a trophy.
Okay. So we need to screw up the rosters.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Because the way Vernon is talking, that a lot of players, they haven't seen them since. So
right.
I think, as a matter of fact, we're sitting on trophies, man, from baseball. You're talking about maybe 20 or 30 trophies. Andrea, is that accurate, though? We still have those box of trophies that we purchased that that team hasn't gotten?
I can hear you. I'm repeating.
I said that we still have those box of trophies that that other team hasn't gotten yet.
From baseball season?
Right.
Yeah, we do.
We still have all those
trophies,
right?
It should just be the Mike team, the older team, because the other teams have theirs unless the child didn't come out. But the only team that really didn't get their trophies is the older team. But, yeah, we still have them.
So we still have about 20 trophies or whatever that we didn't pay for, and they're just sitting there for no reason.
Lost money.
Exactly. So that's why it's imperative that we make sure that we trim down that roster so we won't make that same mistake with football season. If we can kind of cover the, you know, where we lose the money and kind of make that much more better, you know, organized, then sometimes saving money gains you money. So yeah, let's tighten that thing up and go ahead and place that order. We're looking forward to about a 2-week turnaround. So this is the mid part of November. So hopefully we can get those trophies back by the first week of December and shoot them for a banquet date the second week of December. So
okay,
that way we'll be all right. Yeah. So go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Now let's close out. Let's close out about the trophies. I was going to ask about the way the food would work. That's all.
The way the food for the banquet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have numerous different ways that we did last year. We used Chef Tony and his family, which they didn't charge anything for labor. We just really paid for the food costs. The labor was on him. But if you know of anybody that, you know, I can get with Jay Wings again, of course, and we can get a couple box of chicken from them. You know, of course, we will have to fry, but we got somebody that can do all that. If anybody have any ideas how we can save, then that'll be awesome. Because like I said, we do have 900. What's that total on the exact total of the on the account, Andrea?
Okay.
Andrea.
Hold on. Let me look. Hold on. I had my phone mute. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay. So we can go ahead and come up with a budget pretty much right now based on what we do have.
Yeah. What's the best way to get a budget so we can just go and tackle some stuff?
Because for the most part, if I can get this location sponsored, which I probably can, we shouldn't have any issue as far as financing goes with our banquet. Because, go ahead, Andrea.
Okay, actually, we only have $872 because we refunded somebody a check of $65, which the count was at $937.20, but now we're at $872.20.
Oh, what check? Refund.
Where was that refund?
You had to re. What's her name? Kill sister. That's the last thing that came out of the account. We checked. We gave her a check for $65.
Okay. So
that happened after the meeting. We were supposed to give it to her at the meeting, but it happened after the meeting. I think Classic Day or something like that.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay.
That's cool. All right, so we got about $875, and if we look at the trophy costs, T-Bird said the trophy is going to be about $6 each. So let's say, for instance, if we're looking at a budget, if we got 100 kids at $6 each, that's
$600.
So that'll leave us with $275 extra. Okay, now we can trim that $600 down, the more we'll have extra on the back end. So let's say $600, we got $275. I got checks. I got $550 right now. I have $130 from Brantley that's coming this week. What's up, Ellen? That's going to put us at $550. That's going to put us about, $680.
Okay.
So right now we got 680 on top of that 275, which is going to give us about maybe another. That should put us right back even after buying the trophy post by $900, exactly. So
we're in pretty good shape.
Going to come out of there. Yeah, we're in pretty good shape. So in other words, the District 7 Classic Parade was a success because it did what it needed to do. You get what I'm saying? It did exactly what it needed to do. And plus, I will be presenting more checks here pretty soon because I still have several different candidates that are donating.
Okay, so basically it just boils down to that maybe we need to hustle a little bit and see what we can get for no cost or little cost at all, food.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So what we normally try to set a $300 people. We know they're going to have we had 400 at the banquet last year. We had 10 tables. We had 40 tables. Each table sat 10. So we had 400 people at the banquet last year. Hopefully we can scale that down some to maybe 300 people. So I'm not sure what it's going to cost to feed 300 people.
Okay, because I know that Vernon has a guy that can get us about 350 wings for about $60 a pop for 350 wings. We'll have to cook them, but I do know he can get that.
Now, I can get the wings at no cost. I get the wings at no cost.
I'm just speaking of a backup plan. That's all.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah.
So, how much do you think we're looking at, though?
I'm thinking that the budget that you had then is probably best, or maybe we can shrink it a little bit if you're trying to shrink the number of people.
Okay. So
we won't really be able to give a definite number until we really screw up those rosters and know how many players are coming.
Right. As far as the food cost is concerned, though.
How many are we looking to feed?
We normally set an average of about 300 people, even though we have more, you know what I'm saying? We had more last year, at least. The year before last, there were several people there, too. I couldn't even count, but there were people standing all outside. But we try to shoot for a target number to make sure that 300 people are fed.
Okay. Well, with the chicken being sponsored, I'm thinking somewhere between $450 to $500 bucks. You're looking at about $3 per person and 300 people.
Yeah.
I think we could probably get away with it at about maybe $450, $400 on the low end.
Right.
I don't know, right there. That's just my thinking. Well, that's just my thinking. If anybody got a better idea, then.
I think the year before last, we ended up buying some chicken from Walmart. I don't think we even spent that much the year before last. Andrea, do you remember that? Because we got some of those dishes came from little place, the home cooking place on Bessemer Superhighway. Angela's, yeah, exactly. So I think we had a tray of green beans, and we had a tray of macaroni and cheese, I believe. Get your brother.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all
right, well, it sounds like it's going to be pretty cost efficient. So.
Right. Okay. See, planning is everything. And we did a great thing by pushing this District 7 banquet because it gave room for me to operate with. You know, they held up to their word, and other people will be jumping on board to contribute to our program as well. So I'm definitely excited with the support that we are getting from different elected officials. It's amazing. I mean, one person wrote a check for four or five people at one time. You know, so you know, it's just a beautiful thing, man. And I love the support we're getting, considering the situation and the season that we had this year. So I think we're gonna be fine. We just gotta make sure that we do like we said we're gonna do, is cut the cost of what we are ordering, so we don't want to sit on much anymore, and make sure that we strategically do the food, and I will make sure that the location is taken care of.
Okay. Yeah. Another question. It's just something I was thinking about. Could we use the banquet
and do something fun, like maybe a raffle or something, and maybe sell a little raffle tickets and use it to our advantage also, or that might be asking too much?
I think that's awesome. I think what we did beforehand, which didn't go very, very good last year, but what we did was we sold VIP tables. If everybody wanted to sit with their family, we did like the VIP thing, like $20, and you get your own table. But I think raffle tickets would be an excellent idea as well. You know, any type of
Because it's coming up to Christmas
fundraiser.
And stuff. So,
yeah.
Like it's coming up to Christmas, so maybe we can do like a gift card to Walmart, a gas card, anything that'll help the cost for people for Christmas. You know, we can sell a dollar a ticket, man. You know, ain't no telling how much money.
Yeah, that sounds good. And we can actually use our guest speaker or whatever. Congresswoman Terry Sewell is expected to come. We're going to see what date it's set. It really depends on the date because she has to go. She's in D.C. all week, and she comes home on Friday. Her free day is Saturday. Sunday she's kind of wide, you know, like just laying around or whatever, something comes up. But that's why I got to go ahead and move forward on getting a date locked in so we can get different people in. But we can do something like that, man, to have our guest speaker or whoever the host is to make sure that everybody purchases a ticket and hold their raffle ticket in the air. You
okay,
know, when
cool.
you're in this table, you hold your ticket up, and everybody that's at the banquet should have a raffle ticket up in the air. You know what I'm saying? So if 300 people come, we should have 300 tickets, raffle tickets that sold at the least.
Yeah.
You know,
now,
if you make sure everybody
about
wait
40 bucks.
Ticket,
to get the raffle tickets made?
I'm really not sure of the cost. What was those raffle tickets we paid for before? Does anybody know? Everybody, mic is open. Does anybody know what we'll spend on raffle tickets? Is there any type of free website that we get some at no cost? Or is it better that we don't do raffle tickets? Maybe we can do the little tear-off tickets. That might be better with the numbers on them.
Maybe,
I have a roll of them.
I
you give a dollar, I give it to you.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We don't need raffle tickets.
Right. So we can just give them a ticket, and we keep the matching ticket number, and we just pull numbers.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Therefore, we don't have to spend it. There's nothing going into that. No no type of spending cost going into that. So that's a great idea.
Okay, cool.
And we can still do the VIP table thing.
Yeah.
So maybe we can do something like
ahead of the game.
Yeah, exactly. So we're looking forward to having a great banquet. Everybody's quiet online. Have anybody heard anything on the cheerleaders? I know they were the last thing we haven't really got a update on.
Yeah.
Anybody heard anything on the cheerleaders?
Heard what about the cheerleaders?
They were, I think it's, what, 23 cheerleaders, last I checked? And according to the agreement that we had, out of the 23, that each one of them was going to contribute
$5.
22? Okay, they were going to contribute $5 towards the banquet per child.
And Katie said she told you that she had to put the name, she put the names on the things, on the sweatsuits. So that that deducted a dollar away. So she said it was going to be $4, so which was $88. And she's doing their trophies, so their trophies aren't a part of. We ain't got to pay for that. She already paid for the trophy.
Okay. Yeah, I think we were supposed to ask her to come to the meeting this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were supposed to, but maybe we can just get her in next week and then we can.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's a couple of questions. I mean, I don't understand. You know, maybe she can break it down to me how come the $1 comes out of the $5 instead of the $1 coming from somewhere else. You know, I just find that quite interesting. It's going to be a lot of changes in 2016. You know, I'm out here working, and I know a lot of people out here working to make sure that we have a great program. And I don't, you know, I don't like the way a lot of things are going. and I would change, considering that there are only a very few of us that are bringing finances to the entire program. It is my concern that when there's a financial situation, sometimes people can make bad decisions to make the ones who are bringing the income in hard, makes the job harder. So I'm really concerned with how come that dollar out of the five is coming out of the five instead of that dollar is not coming from the hotel room that was purchased. Yeah, I mean, I need to see her.
How is that dollar hurting the cost or whatever? When he said
right.
He was doing $3 per person for the banquet. So how
okay,
is
we
that
said
dollar hurting?
Has she does she have any trophies for those young ladies?
She already purchased the trophies for the cheerleaders.
Okay. But she's only giving us $4 per cheerleader. And it's, you say it's 22 of them?
Yes.
22 cheerleaders. 22 times 4.
It's like 110 or 115, something like that.
Nah, it's $88.
Right. I'm going, I thought, my bad, I was thinking about the $5. I think we had wrote it down once upon a time. But if it's $4,
right.
$88?
$88.
Yeah.
22 times 5 was
110?
Right. That's where the 110 came in at, because it was the $5. Okay. That's cool. Hopefully we can see her here pretty soon. But
just hash it out.
It's going to be some doggone changes. I can't emphasize that enough. It's just got to be a separation between the doers, you know what I'm saying, and the rest. But, you know, we're not going to hop on that. We're going to move forward with the banquet anyway. It's going to be very successful. That's going to be – we're going to make sure that happens. You know, moving forward past that, we'll deal with the situation once it becomes available. But
okay.
I said, this week we should have a date. Marika is going to call me tomorrow. I got Marika on it. I got Lonnie Washington on it. I got several different people that are working on us a location at no cost. And there, if it is a cost, they said they're going to cover the cost of it. But we're going to see. So we're sitting good. We got a little budget now from the check that was written to us as a from the success of our District 7 Classic Parade. So we're going to be all right. Like I said, we're going to shoot for the second week of December. Just trying to keep that in mind. Whoever has availability for that second week of December, I think it will not interfere with the SEC Championship. I think the championship is on the 6th, I believe, the first weekend. It's the SEC Championship. I may be right with that.
Yeah.
So I think any weekend after that, we shouldn't have an issue with Saturday. Right. So I'm excited about the banquet. Does anybody have anything else they want to contribute?
As far as the banquet location, are we doing the decorations? Or, I mean, are we just leaving it? Have we signed it or what?
Yes. I mean, if we can't get some individuals to step up and kind of decorate a little bit. We already covered. Okay, sounds good.
We already covered.
When we get to start talking about our fundraiser stuff, I explain a little bit of it and y'all will see. But I gathered up a person that's gonna help us big time with raising us some money, and we're gonna actually be able to cut down on a lot of costs. So
It's pretty nifty. All right. So anybody else have anything regarding football before we move forward?
Are we gonna talk about going forward with fundraising for football?
Well, yeah. Actually, we can just go ahead and open that up right now, then, because it's not very many agendas during this time of the year. Planning for the next event. We get more information regarding basketball and what we're gonna do about basketball it's very important that we bring that to the meeting this coming up Sunday so we can go ahead and get those registration fees out there because this is the last game of the football season, so we don't want to lose any of our children. So let's go ahead and get those that basketball information. We may have to have Vernon to come into the meeting this Saturday, this Sunday, so he can provide us information regarding the basketball program.
Okay.
And how we're going to have it set up. Okay, but we can go ahead with the fundraiser thing, though.
All right, well, I went out and I found us a pressing machine for T-shirts. So what that'll do for us is that'll cut down the cost of us having our T-shirts pressed. We'll be making them ourselves. So that'll take, I'm pretty sure that'll take maybe $4 to $5 off of every T-shirt that we make. And if we, what I'm also trying to do now is try to figure out a way where we can get those T-shirts, with, you know, as cheap as possible or free, like Abdul said in the last meeting. So that way, if we're able to do that, then our T-shirt fundraising will be 100% profit. I've also found us a popcorn machine also for our concession stand.
Okay. With the press, Devin, we should be able to do the spirit pack too?
Huh?
Is it, if we do the,
T-shirts? No, it could be for whatever we want it to be. If we want to press the spirit packs, if we want to press the basketball uniforms, we can do all of that. And that just puts down a tremendous cost, you know, if we can just do that ourselves.
Yeah, because that cuts down having to, you know, the screen print. You're right. All
right. Right. So, and I have it in my possession. Now, the next thing I'm trying to get is an embroidery machine. That's the next thing I'm trying to get my hands on. So that way, instead of pressing stuff, we can embroider some stuff, and maybe it can be a little bit more expensive than the stuff that we press. But my idea for next football season is that we average about four home games a year, right? I was thinking that maybe we can do four T-shirt fundraisers. We have theoretically four colors at the park. We have black, white, gold, and gray. Every week we can have a different T-shirt day. Like our first week can be a gold out. Our second week can be a white out. The third week can be a black out. And the fourth week can be a gray out. And what we can do is we can probably sell those T-shirts probably at $15. But if they buy a T-shirt for $15 and wear it to the gate, they don't have to pay to get in. But if we do it that way, a T-shirt will probably cost us at $11 a T-shirt. We'll make $4 by $3 at the gate.
Okay.
So it's
and
just
that also,
ideas.
That also would tie in with the fundraiser that I had. You know, we were talking about, and I kind of adopted it from another park, if y'all ever heard of it. It's called the VIP Pass, where at the beginning of the season, you can go ahead and prepay for your home games, and it also includes your money for concessions at a discounted rate. So we charge $3 per person to get in. We provide them with this card, this laminated, and we got whatever date the game comes up on. We punch that particular game, then they got concessions added on to it. Then they put their T-shirt in, and it'll be like a, you know, a package. All together.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I like
that. Yeah. That's money up front. We don't have to worry about the gate. We got that already.
Yeah, we
especially
get it up
for our parents that we, yeah, especially for our parents that we know that are going to be there. Our Pee Wee parents, that'll go real good.
And then that way, and so, and then if we also have the pressing machine, that spirit pack, all we really have to do is buy the shorts and the top. And then with the money that we save, we may be able to get a sweat top and a sweat bottom for everybody, you know. But one thing I do know is that if we're going to do this fundraising, I really would like to do the fundraising for a park as a whole, including the cheerleaders.
Okay.
So you know, that's it.
Do you think from your opinion? I mean, I know it's too late to act on and turn it around, but is there any way, you know, we could get T-shirts made for the championship game, maybe just a few?
Yeah. We got the machine.
So we can do a test run on them, and maybe we can get our 105-pound champions. You know, we're not only on drag, it's something that's cost-efficient, but something memorable.
How about I have y'all an answer tomorrow?
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, you know, because we're not talking about no 400 T-shirts. We're talking maybe 50 T-shirts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For a test run.
Do you need a source to get the shirts from? I mean, like the,
well,
is that what we need?
See, I'm on the road right now. We're still in Georgia. We just got done playing, but we're on our way back home. So as soon as I'll be able to get back home, I'll be able to get all the stuff that I have wrote down, and then I can just call somebody. We can brainstorm with it and have an answer by tomorrow. But that could possibly make some money right there.
Exactly. Maybe we can do an order online, use social media as a platform, 105-pound championship T-shirts or whatever, where we can go and you know, it's kind of going to be kind of cool, though, so we kind of...
Because I don't know.
Still,
But the person that gave me the pressing machine, they have an account at Magic City Embroidery, so they do have the inside track on maybe being able to get us some sweatshirts or something.
Okay.
Because
I guess we'll,
they did. Mm-hmm. Let me touch bases with them tonight while I'm on my way back, and then in the morning I'll give you a call, Abdul, or call Andrea, somebody. I'll contact y'all tomorrow and then tell you what I got, and then we can get together and go from there, since we got to talk Wednesday anyway about scrubbing those rosters.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Because if we can have it by Friday when they have practice, so they can wear them to the game on that Saturday, that'll be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
That'll be awesome.
Now, what we'll have to do is purchase the shirts before we actually go to the game, because you know, they're not going to let us set up shop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We have to
definitely
do it at our park, like most definitely.
So we had to use social media as a platform to push the shirts.
Yeah, and I'll get with Steve.
Okay.
Because I do know the kids actually bought sweatsuits. The kids did. They were $38. The kids got them, so.
Okay, cool.
So we
sounds
got a couple
good.
Of ideas here that I mean, shoot, man, we could stand to make about $1,000 between this and the daggone, between this and trying to fundraise a little bit during the banquet, we could stand to make almost $1,000. So, and it sounds like the cost isn't going to be very much.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And I continue to work my end as well on the with the elected officials to continue to build more. It's just a matter of, you know, the closer we get to the election, which the primary is going to be March the 4th, the closer we get, the more desperate they become. So I'll continue to work. We got our Wardine Alexander, who is District 7 Board of Education representative. She is now the president of the Board of Education. She will be in the studio with us tonight on WJLD at 9 o'clock. So I want to run a couple of things by her one-on-one. And to make sure to see what she can do, because she is very aware of our program. Her and Andrea has built a relationship over the years, and she's very hands-on with the children at Oxmoor, and she realized a lot of those children out of Oxmoor are also out of the We Know the Young Dragons program as well. So hopefully there's some type of financial information that she can provide for us too, but I would definitely find out tonight, though.
Okay. All right. Now, the last thing I wanted to ask is that does anyone have a hold on somebody who's a good grant writer? Because the first of the year is about to get ready to roll around.
Right.
It's going to be a ton of federal money out there that we can probably get our hands on if we can get somebody to write us a grant probably in the next month or so. I don't personally know anyone who here that does it. So
I spoke with somebody by the name of Vincent that Vernon had provided for me. Now, Vincent has yet to get back with me on it, but I do know Marika Coleman did have a $1 million grant that was written to her. So me and her will be conversating tomorrow on location. And what I would do is just ask her to be so kind to provide us with that information so we can have that grant written for us. I mean, you know, that $1 million thing that she just got, and a lot of people don't know, but she's going to be looking forward to distributing some of that $1 million to different nonprofits within District 57. So hopefully we'll be one of those programs that get a little change, but it'll be also nice if we have our own grant written anyway. So
yeah,
I'll be working that in too. The guy Vincent, he hadn't gotten back with me as of yet. So I do need to let Vernon know that he hadn't got back with me. So that I did reach out to him. I did conversate with him, but he just, his, you know, he hadn't came back to me about anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it seems that everybody's been successful. Certain people are being successful with getting their grants written out. I'm a certified sponsor for the Dannon Project, which is under J.J. Pruitt, under the auspices of J.J. Pruitt, and he just received $1 million grant for the Dannon Project. So
they
putting that money out there. So
yeah, it's out there, and it's most definitely going to be out there at the beginning of the year when everybody paid their tax.
That's true. I agree. So we'll work on that. You and I can get together on that, Devin, and get with different people who has done the grant writing before.
Okay.
And we'll brainstorm on that.
Yeah, I think that'll help us out big time right there, grant writing. Yeah. Even if it's small change, any change help.
Any change help. Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree.
Well, it sounds like we got everything squared up for football fundraising going forward.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everybody's a little bit quiet, everybody out there. But anybody want to get something out there, whatever, they want to say anything or any areas we need to look into? Is everybody satisfied with the conversation, the way things are going? Okay. Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Everything sounds good to me.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys enjoy the rest of your evening, and I'll see you guys next Sunday. I will get with you. I guess you'll let us know something pretty soon on the what you decide to do on the shirt thing, Devin.
Yeah, I'll be calling everybody tomorrow.
Okay. And also the roster thing, too.
Yeah, I'm going to get on that, too. Okay.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty much it for the most part. Andrea, that check should be coming to you. It may be in your mailbox from Judge Brantley tomorrow or the next day, but she's going to write us another check for $130. And I think that will be a total of $390 that's coming from her. So that $130 should be in your mailbox tomorrow, either Tuesday. Then she's going to write another $130 this week. So just keep your eyes open for that, though.
Okay.
And everybody, when we do get these financial figures out, keep them to yourselves, but at the same time, keep up with the amount of money that is in the account. Everybody is an accountant that's on this board, so we don't want to lose sight. We don't want to lose numbers. It is very imperative that we keep an eye on it and keep each other financially balanced, because that's what sustains any type of business. So just keep your eyes on it. Write it down. I tell you this every meeting, to write the numbers down, because what happens is when things take place, everybody want to know what happened to the money. Well, what happened to the money is you wasn't writing down like you've been instructed to for the last 4 years. So write the numbers down. Keep up with the finances. Therefore, you will be able to understand and know what is going on with the finances. Because something can happen to either one of us at any time. And if you're not keeping up with the budget and how things are going, then this program needs to continue to operate in the absence of someone on this board. We need to keep things moving as a whole. So just keep an eye on it. I can't emphasize that enough. Keep an eye on it.
I don't like to
talk.
All righty.
Yeah, so if nobody has anything to say, we're going to go ahead and conclude our conference call for the evening. So does anybody have anything?
I'm good.
All right. Everybody's good? Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close off this conference call. I appreciate you guys taking the time out from your busy Sunday weekend to join in with us. And we will see you guys next Sunday at the Five Points West Library. At 3:00. Be on time. Don't be late. And I have more information for you by then. So y'all have a good evening now.
All right.
You too.
See y'all later.
Right. Bye, y'all.